was this the point then that you were given the new name Peggy Dow? Is that that okay with you? Didn't bother you at all
to take on that name?
Mm-mm. Was it true that you were cast in a TV show in about 1949?
I was. The Mummy's Foot.
The Mummy's Foot. And what was that about? And what did you play?
It was about a girl who had a dream. She dreamt that she was back in the times of Egyptians, and the queen's foot was missing from her sarcophagus. And everybody wanted to know what had happened to it. And she was accused of it, and then she would always wake up. And she was dating a boy who ended up playing Dagwood in the Dagwood and Blondie sitcoms years after that. And I guess I did one or two of those shows, and that was sort of it, just an appearance.
That was in 1949, I believe.
Probably, so, right.
I guess TV show, that was just shown maybe on the coast. It wasn't nationally that time.
It was it was so new.
Yeah.
It was so new that nobody wanted to be in TV because it was just very experimental.
Is it true that Universal Films came to you?
No, they didn't come to me. I was working for them.
Okay, that's where you were. And did they offer you a 7-year contract, Universal Films?
That was all you could get. You were under contract to the studio. They could fire you at any time. You couldn't leave. You had to finish the contract, and they absolutely had you chained. You couldn't budge. You had to just leave and not work. You just had to say, all right, you have the contract. You will not release me. Then I'll leave, period, goodbye. And, of course, even after Walt and I married, I was still under contract for about 3 years. And they would send me notices saying, you had better not appear in anything or we'll sue you and this and that. So I never did anyway.
So you were paid a flat fee.
Right.
And then you had to appear in as many films.
Any and everything, right.
As they wanted you to.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You remember what kind of money you might have been paid back then?
I think I started off at $150 a week, which was big time money.
Yeah.
And I remember after about a year and a half, I was increased to $200 a week. Wow, that was really something. But of course, it was expensive to live out there too, you know, so you didn't save very much.
You weren't able to
save. I would call Daddy quite often.
Even though you were making that kind of money?
Yeah, I was. That's right.
Did you buy a car?
I did.
What kind of car?
I bought a car, a Chevrolet. It was a hatchback. It was very chic, I thought.
What color was it?
Green. Beautiful shade of green.
In
went with the environment.
1950, 51
in there? It was about 50. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, it was fun.
Maybe many of your cohorts there, they bought cars, women?
We all bought a car. You know, that was the big thing, as soon as we could. And then, of course, you never saved any money. You just paid on a car forever, you know, for years.
Guys in the community must have been chasing after you, starlets. Here you were beautiful, and you had your own car on top of that.
Oh, yes. It was wonderful fun.
Driving down with the sunglasses on and the whole bit.
Of course. We all peroxided our hair and went flying through Sunset Strip.
That's going to be a wonderful memory for
it
you.
It really was fun. It was great fun, yeah.
I don't want to give you your age away, but you're about 21, 22 years old in there.
I was. Mm-hmm. That's right. As a matter of fact, I was 20 because I graduated from school when I was 20 from Northwestern. And I had to go before a judge because I don't know if you remember, but Mickey Rooney, when he was little, and all the younger stars, their parents would confiscate all their great money, you know, that they made when they were stars. Jackie Coogan was a great example because his parents, when he was old enough to ask them, where is the money, it was gone. And so you had to have a court order that your money, all that you were paid, had to be put in escrow until you were old enough to decide what to do with it.
So for you, then 21 was the age,
yeah.
I suppose.
I only had a year.
And you had a year.
And that's right.
In escrow. So you built up a little savings then.
Not much, but some.